Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park, where they are still trying to get this gigantic line of duck boats away from the ballpark and onto the streets of Boston. The crowd outside is gigantic. The crowd throughout the parade route is gigantic. It probably runs 50 to 100 deep in places as Red Sox fans and sports fans in the city of Boston get a chance to celebrate another title.
A lot of kids taking the day off, it looks like.
No, I think that's not it. I think that this is an independent study opportunity.
It could be a little field trip for those kids. And then you go right into Halloween, right, from trick-or-treating and a parade all in one day. It's going to be very memorable for those kids.
Yeah,
showing off the trophy. David Ortiz is, in fact, on a duck boat. I was wondering if he was going to be on a duck boat.
He is, and he's on one of the boats that has a trophy.
Yeah.
He's on the boat with ownership. Sam Kennedy is on there, and John Henry, and Tom Werner.
Ortiz own a piece of the team?
Pedro's on that same boat.
Maybe Pedro does. Maybe they gave those guys a percentage.
Well, you can't put them on a boat with the players, right?
No. I'm glad. Well, that's what I'm glad they didn't do. Like those guys, you know, that's great to celebrate them too. But they didn't win. You know, let's focus on the players that did.
And the players that did will probably not have to buy a drink or a meal in this town for a while now.
Unless you go the Curt Schilling
route.
Unless
something happens like it did for Curt Schilling.
I was going to say, you're right. You always think that about certain players. But then there are guys that, well, it just doesn't work out that way. But, yeah, a lot of unlikely stars this postseason. I think highlighted by Nathan Eovaldi and Steve Pearce and Jackie Bradley. But really, contributions from everybody. Like, if you name any player that was on the roster, with the exception of, like, you know, Swihart
Blake
or Hembree.
Swihart.
Like, besides those guys, everybody
Drew
else.
Drew Pomeranz.
In Pomeranz, but he's only on the roster for one of the series.
One
I'm talking about guys that were on the series or on the playoff roster the whole time. There's at least a moment that stands out to you. You know, even Christian Vasquez, you know, hitting an opposite field home run. Like every guy, it feels like, had a pretty significant play along the way.
All right, let's get to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Text line is 3793-7. I'm trying to go so fast here.
There's a lot to get to, Dale. I understand.
I'll be curious to see what the reaction is of Red Sox fans to the news that David Price is staying.
He's back.
He didn't. He had till midnight tonight. He doesn't need it.
Didn't even need till high noon. He was ready to go.
He didn't need to get on a duck boat before he had made his decision.
He can also change his mind.
Technically, he could, but it might look a little silly.
Yeah, I don't think you want to
try that one.
No.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike in Providence, North Providence. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I think this is almost kind of like a reverse John Lackey situation, where John Lackey, you know, was hurt the first year, was out with the injury, surgery the second year, and then he was there for a year in the third year, because they're going to have a hard time keeping this team together. And I think in the end, you know, at least Price will be there producing for you when you're winning a World Series, because I think they can put a World Series team out next season. But after that, it's a lot of question marks. JD can opt out. That'll be the end of Sale's deal. He's almost certainly not coming back. And knowing their history about how they look at
I disagree pitchers, with you. I think they're going to sign Sale to a longer-term deal before this offseason is done.
Well, listen, he violates every main principle. Remember, this is the team that didn't offer a lot of money to a healthy Lester.
They offered a crap ton of money to David Price.
No, wait a second.
And a long term.
Hey, Dale, David Price did not have what was going on with Sale injury wise. We already know Sale's. There's big question marks about his elbow and his arm going forward here. So I don't think they're going to be offering a crap ton of money to a guy that they think could just blow out. I mean, that's not how this organization works.
I think you'll be surprised.
I don't think they do, and I don't think they should. I think they
will sign him to and I'm not saying 6-7 year deal.
No, I understand.
I think they're going to sign him to a contract extension this offseason.
I think that would be a mistake. And I love Chris Sale. I love every time he's out there. I think he says all the right things. He's an easy guy to root for. But based off of how the last two seasons ended, and even if you want to go back to earlier in his career, how it kind of breaks down at the end of the year, I think it would be reckless to give him a ton of money right now.
One last thing, too. Also, it's not just that, the top side. It's also the just the pressure of increasing money constantly going to people like Betts and Bogarts and Bradley and tough decisions that way. You know, Dombrowski's going to have to do a lot of juggling here. He's going to have to turn over some more rocks like and find people like Brazier and hope that the remaining talent in the farm system pans out. Otherwise, this team's in big trouble after.
Well, then the other thing, too, is you think about the, I don't know.
This team's in big trouble.
Well, I don't know about that, Dale. But I like, I agree with part of what his,
by the way,
call
they just
was.
Won a World Series yeah. title. They've got a yeah. young nucleus.
As we wave to the duck boats.
This team's in a lot of trouble.
I don't know, man. I don't know where they go from here. I think they're going to be just fine. But his point about how, you know, most of the team is back for next year, that's just a fact. Whereas after that, yeah, it gets a little bit dicey. But also, this team won the division 2 years, they fire their manager, then they sort of start fresh, and they add J.D. Martinez. And even as that season is going on, they're the best team in baseball, and they still added Steve Pierce and Nathan Eovaldi at the deadline, or like right around the deadline. So those two guys that were both huge in the playoffs, any team in the league could have acquired them. You don't think another team had a Jalen Beeks available or a Santiago Espinal?
Nobody had that.
Well, that's true. That was a guy that they really needed to have. But those guys could have been had by anybody. And Dombrowski and this front office and their scouts, they identified those two guys. And so the same thing could happen next year. So even if they lose, let's say both of those guys are gone, you're going to have to find another type, like another guy who can hit lefties, or you're going to have to find another guy that can, you know, maybe pitch the eighth inning for you at times, or maybe, you know, be a fourth starter for you. That's part of the job. You're not going to be able to bring all 25 guys back. No team ever does.
617-779-7937. Greg's on the cell phone. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Hey, just a couple thoughts with Eovaldi. I think with Pomerantz walking, they could slot him in pretty easily. This is Pomerantz's free agent year, so obviously they have an opening, and I don't think they're bringing Pomerantz back. At least I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so either.
We can hope not. But a couple things, too. Like, he could – I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like given his stones that he showed in the playoffs, that he could close as well with Kimbrel maybe not coming back as well.
Yeah, I think Kimbrel's probably gone, too. I just think with Eovaldi, it's not going to come down to if the Red Sox want him. It's going to come down to are they going to be able to outspend other teams. Because I think he's going to command a lot of money. I really do. He's 28. He dominates the Yankees. He throws 101. To your point,
I think the Yankees are going to offer him a crap
ton
of money.
They should. He can close, I think, if you need him to. But he probably wants to make that starter money, and that's probably what he's going to get out there. You look at some of the other guys, like maybe Clayton Kershaw's a free agent. Dallas Keuchel's a free agent. Obviously, Price is now not a free agent. So I don't know if there's many other great – Patrick Corbin, I think, might be out there. So, like, Eovaldi's probably going to be in the mix. I think he's going to make, you know, not that upper echelon $30 million, but I think $20 million is
realistic. I think 20 is too high, too. Just yeah, given maybe, where, maybe he, where he was at.
Maybe it is. He's coming off – he's had a couple of injuries under his belt.
And I think that we – because of what we've just seen him do, we're probably – over-exaggerating yeah. what his value is, because we've just seen him perform heroically.
No, that's true.
And I think other baseball teams are probably saying something along the lines of, he's coming off two Tommy Johns. Not one, but two.
Two Tommy Johns, but he looks healthy as an ox right now.
He looks really good.
We had a previous
caller who didn't want to offer Chris Sale money because he doesn't look healthy, and yet he wants to, in all likelihood, offer Nathan Eovaldi a bunch of money. He's coming off double Tommy John surgery.
No, I know. But, I mean, I also think big money for Sale is also different than big money for Eovaldi. Big money for Sale, wouldn't he say?
Is 30.
Yeah, look what David Price is making. I think I should be making that. So I think that those are a little bit different. Then the other guy that we – or one of the guys that was speaking to the crowd here earlier was Joe Kelly, who's a free agent, and he's kind of a fascinating case, too.
See, to me, he's the closer in waiting.
Could be.
Assuming that we're correct and Kimbrel's gone, and I think that's probably the case, I could see Joe Kelly sliding into that spot.
And then you still have Matt Barnes as sort of, you know, Barnes
eighth inning guy,
Brazier,
theoretically.
I guess, are guys that are other options for you. That's a guy that just, you know, he hasn't done it, though. Like, that's one thing. And not that he can't. Like, you know, teams find closers all the time in all different places. Joe Kelly, I think, has the stuff for it. But I just wonder, he had a couple of months this year where if he was your closer, he would have been out of there. Whereas, like, Kimbrel, even if Kimbrel blew a save, there was never any doubt. It was like, all right, well, he's going to be back, and that's your closer. That's it. Whereas other teams, And the Red Sox haven't been one of those teams, you know, because they've had Koji or they had Papelbon or they had Folk. You know, they had the closer by committee for 1 year. But for the most part, they've had a real guy. Other teams, you'll read about it all the time. Like, well, you know, Team X making a change at closer, or like, now it's this guy. And so that's the only concern I would have if it was Joe Kelly or Joe Kelly and Matt Barnes, is after a couple of bad outings, do you then just make the switch?
I'm always curious about how the decisions are made on who rides with who.
There's got to be one person in charge of all of that.
Well, I just saw a duck boat with Tim Hyers, hitting coach.
Yeah.
Sue A. Lin and Mookie Betts. So I'm trying to figure out how that grouping comes together, how you decide Tim Hyers, Sue A. Lin, and Mookie Betts.
So Mookie Betts is on the Sue A. Lin boat?
Yes, I think
or
that's
or vice versa, depending on how you want to look at it. I thought you'd have like the outfield together so they could
I've seen some groupings, like the bullpen guys. I've seen them together.
Oh, that was the other thing Joe Kelly said, was he thanked, I think, you specifically, Dale, for saying bullpen was terrible.
Yeah, that's
it. Thank you, Dale. You doubted us, and we proved you wrong. He thanked the critics, actually, for it.
He also thanked the St. Louis Cardinals for getting rid of him.
For trading him. Yeah, that's right.
Thanked them as well. He was in a thankful mood today.
It's a good day. It's a good day for everybody.
617-779-7937. Alan's out on Route 128. Hey, Alan.
Hey, I got two questions. The first one is, which comes first, a close team or a winning team? Is there a relationship between the two? And you got to see them when they lose to see if they remain close. The second question isn't the best thing that happened to the Red Sox during this year getting rid of Manny Ramirez?
Hanley Ramirez. Yeah, I mean, obviously that proved to work out. Now, I don't know if they...
I wonder if he's on one of these boats.
He was excited about it. He was tweeting
Sue
all about
Lin's
it.
On there.
Sue
so.
Lin should be on there. Hanley, get him on there. Yeah, Carson Smith, put him on there.
I don't think Hanley's going to be out there. He's getting a ring, but I don't think he's on one
of
the boats.
No, I don't think he is either. Yeah, I mean, obviously that proved to be the right decision. Now, I don't know. We don't know for sure if he would have derailed it. Like, this team was pretty damn good. I don't know if he would have completely... They wouldn't have been able to win if he was there.
We thought it was going to hurt them.
I thought it was going to hurt them against lefties. I really did. I was like, well, that's one guy that can do it. And that was, they were
then
struggling at the time.
You forgot about Steve Pierce.
Well, they didn't have him yet.
Well, they were working on it.
Of course I forgot about him. I couldn't remember. They didn't have him yet. But then when they got him, you're like, all right, he's their version of Bobby Kilty. Like, he's even better than Bobby Kilty. And Alex Cora, it was his idea. You remember, you go back to that Dave Dombrowski's press conference, and he referenced how Alex Cora, it was his idea. Yeah, that absolutely worked. I mean, add it to the long list of things that he got right this year. He said, you know what? Hanley's not going to take to being a part-time player. It's not going
to
happen.
To the caller's previous point about, you know, what comes first, the winning or a team being close, I do believe that it helps a team. I know that we always hear, yeah, well, what about the Oakland A's? They hated each other. Yeah, how many years ago was that?
It was a long time ago.
How many teams can you think of where, you know, they were battling and fighting with each other and pissing and moaning and you know, they won anyway? That generally doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a line. You know, I think talent is the most important thing, but you also can't have everybody hate each other with a passion. I think that's really difficult to overcome. But on the flip side...
But I do think that if you've got a talented team, this team's obviously talented.
Right.
And they really get along, and they care about each other, and they play for each other.
Yeah, how can it not help? I mean, the flip side would be, you know, if you had 9 best friends in the world and they all played baseball together.
If you and I were on a team.
Like, we'd get smoked.
I mean, we'd still suck. And
everybody from the station, because everybody gets along so well. We have the 9
of us from
the station.
If we had the EEI 9.
0 for 162. It wouldn't work, even though we were best buds in the whole world.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're at Fenway Park, but the Red Sox have left here. Why are they watering the infield? We don't
fresh.
Have a game tomorrow,
keep,
do we?
Well, because I'm planning on running the bases after.
Well, I've already seen how you looked.
I got to recover. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
I'll come back.
No, I can't.
Maybe I'll take a sip.
Yeah, I got to sit for the next 3 hours.
And then maybe later.
Follow Dale on Twitter at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
My favorite quote of the entire day so far.
It's another T-shirt. I like that one.
Now,
that's
as they are wont to do,
yeah.
And as they always do, whenever somebody wins something, The WWE has sent a championship belt off to the Red Sox.
Yes.
With the customized plates.
It's not getting tired at all.
No. I'm good with it. And now all of a sudden, Alex Cora wants to be a member of DX.
I get he's in after that little.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
He has good mic skills, which is important for in the wrestling business. I think Cora's got maybe the best mic skills.
Strong
on the team.
Promos.
Yeah, real good promo today. That was good. Yeah, he was fired up. He should be. But he also, it's funny, it's not a concern at all, Dale. This is all room for happiness. But he thought he was being criticized this playoff run. Like, he was saying how, like, Twitter, like, really got after him, like, when he left E-Rod in.
That'd be wrong.
Like,
I don't know,
that's
like
man.
Rodney Harrison saying, nobody thought we could win.
Yeah. Hey, and if you want to use that as motivation, great. And then it worked for Rodney, it can work for you. But I wonder if, you know, dare I say they ever lose 4 games in a row, which didn't happen this year. You know, if they actually
the entire year.
They never did. So, like, there really was no – we kept saying that, too. They lost the opener, and you're wondering, like – I remember going back to that game one. And they didn't bring in Bobby Pointer, and you're saying, well, is he on the roster? You're going to use him, or you're not going to use him? And then they ripped off a ton of games. What were they, 17-2 or 16-2 or whatever it was? And you're like, well, at some point they're going to face some adversity. We're still waiting for that. I've not seen it yet.
They're showing a shot on Nesson right now as you're looking, I believe, down Newbury Street, and it's bedlam down there.
Yeah, it's chaos. That was like me driving in today. It was like the same. I was going actually slower than those duck boats are for quite some time, Dale. I was like, what on earth just happened?
Pull it over to the sidewalk and start running.
I thought about
start
it.
Start booking it up the street.
Gonna, middle lane on Sturrow. I was just going to leave it. But guys, I got a show to do. I'll be back to pick this thing up at 2.
Yeah, good luck getting it at 2.
It's just the wheels are gone. It's all smashed to pieces. But, yeah, I mean, they haven't had the numbers yet. I'm curious to see on a Wednesday. It is pretty nice. I mean, it's a little chilly, but it's a nice day. Because you go back to that Bruins parade, they put over 1 million people out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I never know how they estimate this stuff.
No idea.
I mean, we're looking at shots down on the street, and all I know is there's a whole bunch of people
looks
down
like
there.
100 or 1 million.
Or a million.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But you look at some of these shots, and I'm thinking, okay, who estimates the crowd size?
Yeah, I don't know.
And what's the metric they use?
There's not exactly a turnstile where you can check it out.
Now, there was a piece, was it the New Yorker wrote it this week? Or it's one of those snooty, you know, New York, which basically asked the theoretical question, you know, is Boston sick of winning?
I don't think so.
I would say this picture right here.
I did a pretty high-level interview with Buffalo Radio on Monday. And they were asking.
Where you spent the whole time plugging the Dork podcast.
I was trying to. I'm like, why aren't you asking about Dorktober, which is coming to an end, and with all the great stuff, all the great content we've had? But he was saying, like, do people even care that the Red Sox won? I was like, what? Like,
take a look at these pictures and tell me.
They do. I'm like, you know, people are sort of familiar with the parades and how they work, but they're certainly not sick of them by any means.
No, that's a pretty good crowd out there.
That's a ton of people out there.
There are some folks who I think, frankly, are not getting work done at their jobs today.
No, there's a lot of people. Schools are empty. Imagine being the one kid that's in class, just looking around and be like, are we still doing this?
Who doesn't even know what baseball is?
It's like, Billy, do you have your homework? Like, are you kidding me? At least
of course
I'm here.
I do.
At least I'm here.
Of course I do. In fact, I have next week's homework, too.
I'm all set.
617-779-7937. Steve's in Everett. Hey, Steve.
Hey, my question is, Machado had spiked Pedroia. Pedroia's been out for the season. Now, I haven't seen very many first runners going up the first baseline ever spiking the first.
Rossi!
Well, I mean, we got to find the chase and cut to it because that took a little
surround
bit. Yeah,
chase.
Let's get there. Come on, man. It's parade day, and you're talking about Manny Machado. What was his point of Manny Machado? Is he dirty?
Well,
yeah, we discussed that for a whole series.
No, but he was, I think the point he was getting to before you guys got so impatient.
Oh, I didn't hit any buttons.
He said something inappropriate.
He did not.
See, well, those guys have a good ear on it back there. I trust those guys.
And to be honest, like, what is he talking about, Machado?
I don't know
that. It's parade day.
Like, really, today, it's the season. It's David Price opting in. It's Cora telling everybody to suck on it. These are the moments. Not, hey, you guys think Manny Machado's dirty? I do. Move on.
Rossi, let me put you on the spot here because what I think the point he was getting to has to do with Manny Machado. and being the last hitter of the World Series.
And oh, the he manager, wasn't going there. He wasn't going
and
there.
And the manager, Alex Cora, was also talking about that when he was standing there at the podium with TC here at Fenway Park. And he talked about...
Oh, he was really into that.
He was pretty excited about the fact that that was the guy that closed things out.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
That's all the Alex Cora you need today.
No.
That's Rossi saying, I don't have that cut ready. That's all that. That's all.
You know, it
would
have been
there.
Simple to just say, I don't have that.
At least we heard from Cora, and I think that's really still the highlight
Stadium,
to me.
Suck on it.
Anyway.
Rossi gets a little saucy when we're not around, doesn't he?
He gets a little
when
fresh
we're several miles
yeah.
away.
He gets a little fresh.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes here. I want to play that clip all day.
We're only a few miles away, but we're probably like 3 hours away. That's the way. That's how I feel.
Well,
about
let's
the whole
put it
thing.
To you this way. Yeah. I left my house at 7 this morning.
Yeah, I probably should have.
I walked in here at 9:45.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. I left at 7:45, and I got here at undetermined. Well, actually, I got to the park before 10, or right around 10. And
got
then
to one of the studios at the park.
I took the self-tour around the whole park.
little inside radio for you boys and girls.
Yeah.
At the point where I got a text from Rich saying, are we in the center field studio or are we in the booth? And I wrote back, booth. Yeah. And I got, damn it!
Yeah, I'm like, on my way! I got to stretch. And then the one guy, every entrance here is blocked off. I see one security guard. I go, hey, can I just run up and I got to go to the booth? He goes, you got to go down a level. I go, down a level? I go, it's on the top level. I got to go up two more. I don't have to go down a level. So I went down a level, and then you're still just jumping around barricades, and then you're running around like a lunatic. I'm surprised somebody didn't tackle me.
By the way, the only member of the Boston Police Force who's not out on the parade route is waiting for you right outside the door.
Yes,
right now.
Like, do you have my car, too? That's what I need to know. But, hey, we're here. We're safe. We're sound. And we're talking about Manny Machado. Is he a dirty player? Fire up the lines.
We didn't.
No, but Cora's point, and even if we don't have it, Cora's point when he was talking, he was really doing some good crowd work, and he was great. And by the end of it, he was saying that was
the
guy.
He was getting the Mick Foley cheap pop.
He was. It was like right here at Fenway Park, the oldest ballpark in America. He was talking about how that was the guy they've wanted to get all year. And I was thinking to myself, man, some of the Manny Machado stuff came from a year ago. Alex Cora was not the manager during the whole Manny Machado fiasco last year with Dustin Pedroia and Matt Barnes and John Farrell. But there was still something about it where that was the guy that they wanted to get. And I think we're going to have plenty of time to talk about Manny Machado when he signs with the Yankees.
That's where it'll be.
Unless they get
Bryce Harper. They can't afford them both.
They'll get them both. No, they can't. Not with Stanton's contract.
They can't.
Because Judge doesn't really make money right now. But, yeah, they'll get one of those guys, and that'll help the rivalry.
And wouldn't you expect that if they had a choice that they would take Bryce Harper anyway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they need it because they get so many righty bats anyway. So I think they should take Harper.
So Manny might end up right back in L.A.
He could. After that experience, you think he'd want to give that guy a ton of money? He just straight up tells you he doesn't hustle. You're like, okay. But then
proves it.
Then he's stepping on guys. He's striking out to end the World Series. What did he hit in the World Series? Like 130? Like he was not very impressive in the World Series at all. I know it's one series, but
I do this with some trepidation. But the manager Alex Cora talked about Manny Machado ending the World Series.
Slider to Turner, swing and a miss, blocked by Christian, one out. 3-2 slider to Kike. He didn't recognize it. It seems like it. Tried to foul it off. Strike two, and then the guy we've been waiting the whole season. And I turn around to Ron Renegade. I say, we've been waiting for this guy the whole season. Fastball, 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 slider, and now we're the world champs. Amazing, amazing.
How come
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Red Sox are not going to be pursuing Manny Machado?
No, I think that they are not going to be. And also, how come nobody's going to write a whole story about Alex Cora's memory and how he's got like a photographic memory? Is that only reserved for LeBron?
He went through every pitch of the ninth inning.
Yeah.
You know, and TC asked him, do you even remember? Was it a blur? Do you even remember?
Yeah.
He went through pitch by pitch by pitch.
He got the whole thing down. And we're sitting here talking about LeBron. Anyway.
You always make this about LeBron.
But everybody else makes it about LeBron. Drives me nuts. But that was pretty funny just to hear him talk about Manny Machado. There was like a little bit of trash talk today too. Like they were calling out some of the guys. Joe Kelly had a thing where he was saying how one of the great moments in the World Series was Max Muncy screaming at him in the dugout and saying bad words to him. So those guys seemed pretty fired up, and it was great. And then really, you know, for this offseason, how many off seasons have you been looking for them to add somebody? This team seems pretty complete.
Yeah,
so
in fact, you're worrying you can't keep everybody you want to keep.
No, you're looking at the free agents, and you know that, you know, Sale and Price are both coming back. That was the news if you missed it today. Price is opting in, so Price and Sale are both going to be back. It's six free agents, but it's really four. I mean, because Kinsler and Pomerantz are two of the six. So it's Eovaldi, Kelly, Kimbrel, and Pierce. And then I don't think anybody's even concerned about like other players out there. Like, what
yeah, it's
they
like it's
do.
Like who are they going to add in the offseason? No one.
Doesn't matter. Like, and sure, you can always add. You know, if you lose, let's say they lose Kimbrel or they lose Eovaldi or Kelly or whatever. Like, they need to replace those guys. Like, they're not gonna just say, oh, we got guys in the minors. Like, they're gonna go get another reliever. They might get another starter. Like, if they start the year without Pomerantz, or I assume they'll start the year without Pomerantz. But overall, I mean, they're top guys. They're all back for next year.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't know. I might be making this up, but I think I told them. I say, when we win the whole thing, when people look back to game three, they're not going to remember who lost that game. They're going to remember Nate Eovaldi in one of the greatest performances in World Series history.
Alex Cora talking about Nathan Eovaldi and what he told Eovaldi in the aftermath of the 18-inning loss.
Yeah, and the whole team. And they really rallied behind that. It was almost like losing it was better for them. Not that they wouldn't have won the series, you know, without that. They were up 2-0, and that, you know, made it somewhat competitive, but they seemed way – like, you're not hearing any stories from the Dodgers. Like, I think they won, and they were, like, exhausted. Like, hey, Max Muncy, great hit. Like, that's going to be a memorable walk-off homer. Let's just get to the ballpark the next day. And then in the back of their mind, they're thinking, well, even if we win, we got to go back to Fenway, and it's going to be cold there. We're not going to be able to play in the cold. Whereas the Red Sox took that, and they were just blown away by Nathan Eovaldi just grabbing the ball every inning going out there. And then Cora at, you know, it wasn't 3:30 local time, but at 12:30 after they'd been at the ballpark for probably 10-11 hours, he kind of fired them back up, and everybody rallied behind that and Eovaldi, and no surprise, they won the next two games.
And then Eovaldi volunteering to start the next.
Yeah, he's like,
later that day.
I'm good. I can go. Like,
yeah,
no,
if you want,
you can't. Of course, like, your agent will kill me. You're like, yeah, you're right, he would. But no, that was. It is weird. This whole run, they only lost three playoff games, but the most memorable game probably was that
loss.
It probably was the World Series loss. But you're right. That's not going to be the first thing you say. Like, I disagree with Cora. Like, I think you will remember that they lost that game. But that's not going to be the first thought. You're going to be thinking, oh, my God, remember they played 18 innings? Remember they played 7.5 hours? And if you were up, it was 3:30 in the morning. Eovaldi pitched more as a reliever than their starter did that day. And, like, you're going to remember all that. But, oh, yeah, by the way, that was the game that they lost.
And I don't want to steal anything from the award-winning trending now.
Thank you very much.
Which is coming up. But apparently the Celtics may feel that they're being left out of the news.
Well, they made some big news today?
They announced that they have exercised team contract options on Gershon Yabusele.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah, those two guys.
Two of those were probably fairly easy to come up with.
You know, keep those guys on their rookie deal. Smart.
Yeah.
It was a good investment.
You know, we weren't sure if we were going to keep that. Or...
Jeez, well, move over, Red Sox. We got some news to talk about.
Matt's in Newport. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
So I just wanted to touch on Manny Machado possibly coming to the Red Sox.
Why?
Now, we all know he's a dirty player.
Yes.
But Boston sports has a tendency of kind of taking these troubled players and giving them a little 180. So could you see the Red Sox letting Kinsler go during free agency?
Give me. I'm not saying you're wrong, but give me an example of a dirty player who they gave him a 180.
In Boston sports, period?
No, the Red Sox.
Sure. Whoever.
All right, so maybe the Red Sox, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to stump you. I'm not. I was curious. No, he didn't have to blow him up. I was curious. Like, he calls in, like,
did you notice that Jason Rossi's a little testy today?
Jason, it's parade day, Jason.
I know. I'm tired of the Manny Machado calls. What are these people doing?
They're on dump boats today, Jason. See, they're around the city.
Jason, and this is not criticism.
This is constructive.
You're a little touchy today, okay?
He's fired up.
I kind of wanted to let him get there because I wanted to mock him a little bit.
I wasn't even trying to mock him, but
Was waiting to mock him.
No, you were, but he just called and he's like, they have a history of turning guys around. I'm like, well, I wasn't even being mean, and I know Andy Hart thinks I have a tone problem. I just go, can you name one?
Just one.
Well, no. So when you called in and said that, what were you thinking? Like, what? Somebody had to be on your mind for you to think that. And I'm with you. I think the overall point that if there's a dirty player on your team,
then he's not dirty.
Brad Marchand.
Yes.
Like, so there are Bruins
fans. If Brad Marchand was playing any place else, Bruins fans would hate it.
You would lose your mind. And even, I know there are definitely Bruins fans that are bothered by some of his antics, but there are plenty that say, he's our guy, whatever. You know, there are other guys. You know, some of the way that Marcus Smart plays, I don't know if he's dirty, but some of the flopping and some of the things that he
kind
does
of sometimes can be dirty.
Or like when Rondo was here, I don't care. That's our guy. Like, that's the guy that we're rooting for.
Rodney Harrison when he was a member of the Patriots.
Good example. So I don't know if the Red Sox necessarily have any. But the bigger issue with Machado, and we don't even need to spend any time on it, but they have Devers, who's essentially a free guy in for baseball purposes, and then you still have Bogarts for, I think, another couple of years.
So we're going to convert Manny Machado to second base, maybe?
No.
And pay him a crap ton of money.
Well, he wants to play short, doesn't he? And I know he can.
We'll just move Bogarts over to second base.
He's a better third baseman, I think, but he wants to play short. But no, he's not going to be here. He's probably going to be on the Yankees, but we'll see.
Shirley's in Connecticut. Hey, Shirley.
I've called you guys a couple of times, and you guys have cut me off. I think that guy should have been cut off for
sure.
We did.
He did. He cut him
off. We blew him up.
Rossi cut him off.
Okay, listen. As long as Manny Machado stays in the National League, we don't have to worry about playing him 18 times a year.
I don't care about playing him.
True, but I mean, they just faced him five times. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, I think that he really is a dirty player. He's been one for a long time. And somebody's not going to do a 180 that's already been playing baseball for 7-8 years.
No, you know what it is? If the player doesn't do the 180, the fans do.
I just had to cut him off.
You just cut him off. You should have done it sooner. You should have done it sooner.
I wanted him to get there.
No, he did. Why is today about Manny Machado? Let's
Why
not
do
take
we
any
care?
More Machado calls. Move on. It doesn't matter what Manny Machado does. God, that's so bizarre to me.
We've cut him off in the past, and
David Price
continue to cut him off.
Have you guys heard? David Price
is opting
in. You have
he's
David
staying.
Price. You have 7 years of David Price. 4 more years of David Price. Didn't the 3 years feel like 7? I mean, there was a
at
lot.
At times, there were some ups and downs in there.
Well, thankfully, there were ups, and right now we're on one of those ups. It couldn't have ended any better for David Price. But now he's going to take his chances and see how the next 4 years go. And yet, we've taken all Manny Machado calls. I don't understand it.
A guy we don't like, want, and will never play here.
No. Nobody's interested in him.
We're good.
All set. And
now, maybe it's the manager's fault because he said
that's right.
That's the guy we were waiting for.
And that was a good
line. Which, by the way, to the fact that he even admitted that. This is the guy we've been waiting for the whole series.
Oh, it was great. I mean, they
which
just
indicated to me he wanted Sale to hit him.
And that's what, I think he would have been okay with it. I think he would have definitely been okay with it. But I think the 1-2-3 inning and the strikeout is actually even sweeter.
Oh, better.
And I'm a proponent
fastball,
of guys.
Fastball, fastball, slider. We're the world champions.
We're the World Series champions. Yeah, Cora had a lot. And if Cora's going to say that in front of the cameras and in front of the crowd that was here, you can only imagine the stuff he says about Machado in the dugout
the
locker room or whatever else.
So when he's looking to Ron Renicki saying, this is the
That's
guy.
That's our guy, right? And Ron's like, get him! So, but it's funny because Renicki and Cora weren't there for some of the really dirty Machado stuff, but they still...
They inherited it.
Yeah, they did. They took that on.
Doug's in Holyoke. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you? So,
great.
Segueing into that is, what's your guys' feelings now with Pedroia? Obviously, it's not in his best interest as a player, but what is his contract, 3 or 4 more years at $16 million with lots of guys to be signing? How do you see him fitting in, like, next year? I mean, no player, I'd be shocked, a professional player other than, like, Tom Brady's going to come back and say, yeah, let's renegotiate. I'll go down to 6 or whatever, but.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not doing that. I mean, really,
I think he's your starting second baseman.
Health, I mean, if he's healthy enough, I just
he's starting automatic. There's not a we're not going to let people try out for it. He's got it.
Holt is my everyday second baseman.
I think it'll be those two guys primarily. I think it'll be Pedroia. But I don't think you can go into the season. Yeah, I think it's 3 years left on the deal, but I mean, I don't think he makes it through that. I just think the injuries have piled up on him. He's got some brutal injuries. Obviously, this year was a lost season for him. I think maybe you can pencil him in, but you have to have a backup plan. You can't do what they did 2 years ago and said, hey, Pablo Sandoval is the third baseman. And you're like, well, what if that doesn't work? And they're like, I don't know. Like, then you kind of panic. So, Pedroia, even if you pencil him in, it's Brock Holt, it's Eduardo Nunez, it's whatever else. Like, you're going to have to find other guys to do it.
Yeah, I don't think Kinsler will be back.
No, he'll be gone.
And I don't care that he's not back. That's fine by me.
No, that's fine.
I want Brock Holt on the team. I think he's the perfect utility guy, can give you innings here
and
there.
Holt and Nunez, I believe, are both under contract. I believe they're both back. So if you have Holt and Nunez, so you have two utility guys, and then one, based on Pedroia's health, might be the starting second baseman. But that's fine. They just proved they can do it. I mean, I know they added Kinsler, but I don't think Kinsler was the difference between them winning and losing.
I mean, aren't you of the opinion that when the season starts, assuming that he's, you know, his leg hasn't detached, Dustin Pedroia is your second baseman?
Yeah, I think he starts there, but I'm just saying you need to – like, that's the one guy – like, you need to have a backup plan everywhere, but that one even more so. Like, is that one – you wouldn't be shocked if, now the knee's bothering him again.
Tony's in Medford. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Just wanted to talk real quick about Kimbrel. My friends and I have talked a lot about the Joe Kelly-Kimbrel situation, and that Kimbrel has been flashes of greatness, mostly not. Just wanted to see what you guys thought about it, and my personal opinion is I think we should re-sign Kimbrel. He's got the experience. He obviously went through stuff with his daughter in the off season, and I don't know if that, you know, played into any of his struggles. But just curious what you guys thought. Thanks for having me on.
I wouldn't mind bringing him back, but I just fear that he's going to price himself out of the market. He was the fourth highest paid closer this year at $13 million. Let's say that he you know, doesn't go for every dime and says, you know, I'll come back for $14, $15 million. I'd be okay with that, but I just have a hard time picturing. I also want to hear somebody from the Red Sox say, by the way, Kimbrel's going to have his elbow cleaned out, you know, next week, or his shoulder cleaned out. He's fine, he's been pitching with some stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, he was good during the regular season.
Really good.
He was even better last regular season, but then it was just the playoffs where he was so shaky. And I think it's definitely just going to come down to the money, because if everything was equal, like, yeah, you'd want him back. Like, he's still more reliable than
Kelly,
Joe Kelly and Barnes and Brazier. He just is. But if he's going to say, hey, I want to get closer or top closer money, then I don't
he's
think
already
it's going
to
happen. Oh, he's already in the mix.
Pretty close to top closer money.
No, that's true. But I think that's... this is probably going to be his last big deal. I think he's like 29, I want to say. So this might be his last cash-it-in deal. And for a guy that just won the World Series, you know, maybe it's more likely to chase every last penny. I mean, a lot of guys do that anyway. But maybe say, all right, well, do I really even need to go to a winner? Maybe a lot of people, they all like to win. They say that. But if there's a big gap in money, I think he'll just take it.
617-779-7937. Matt's out in the Bay Area. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Good. So I just wanted to bring up, you know, obviously a lot of credit goes to Cora, but, you know, ownership. I feel like since they've came in, you know, they've made the right moves, but also when they made the wrong moves, they promptly admitted it and they pulled the plug. I mean, Charrington, you know, the Crawford and the Sandovals, you know, they owned it and they moved on, and they seem to be committed to winning. And I think as a Sox fan, that's pretty great. Also, a move that I loved was seeing Tony La Russa in the front office. And when I think he was on, I don't know if he was on your guys' show earlier this year, but he was on EEI and he was talking about how easy it is to prepare against, you know, the strikeouts and the home runs and how he, and they're sticking old school baseball and a balance, man. And I just, you know, really, really happy with ownership right now. And I just want to know your guys' thoughts. And yeah.
You bring up an interesting point, Matt, and I mentioned this earlier. I am continually surprised at the heat that ownership takes here. Because tell me what the difference is between this ownership and the ownership of the football team down at Foxborough. They spend money.
Yeah.
They give resources.
Because
they win.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, because there is no cap and they spend more than anybody else. So, like, right there, what do you really want? And I guess to the caller's point, like it's not like they're flawless. So like they've made mistakes, but then they've overcome those mistakes. So
well, they can spend their way out from them. They can basically spend a bunch of money to have, you know, Alan Craig playing in Pawtucket.
Right, and Ruzne Castillo and Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. And so they've made mistakes.
They've paid a lot of guys to not play here.
But even that, I think, is not – that's not John Henry. Like, so depending on what
he's
got to
approve that stuff.
He approves it, but he also hired those guys, so he trusts those guys. So
but at some point – and I've always thought it was going to happen, and it hasn't yet. At some point, I pictured ownership saying to Dave Dombrowski or guys who preceded Dombrowski, hey, wait a minute. I'm paying how much to have that guy go away?
Yeah.
You told me to pay that much to bring him here.
Yeah, but I think that those guys, like I put that on whether it was a Theo, a Charrington, at times Larry Lucchino. Like Larry Lucchino was the one who brought in Bobby Valentine. I know Ben Charrington was technically the GM then, but that was a Lucchino decision, and that was a miss. Now, and you know, maybe they should have moved on from John Farrell a year sooner than they did, but the bottom line is they've won 4 World Series in 14 years. And it's on its way back up again. Like this isn't even the 13 team. As much as I like the 13 team, and as fun as the 13 team was, did you really think that in 14 they were going to be right back there again? Like, oh, of course it's going to be them. Whereas this team has that feel where I know them and the Astros are the Vegas, you know, co-favorites to win the World Series again next year. Before you even see what other teams do in free agency, but this team seems like they're set up to win again next year.
They're young. Their core is young. Give Dombrowski credit. Now, a lot of people have decried the fact that he mortgaged the farm. You know, he traded away some assets, and then you go back and look at what those assets have done after they left here. How many prime assets has he actually given up here?
No, most of them. Yeah, they haven't done anything yet,
right.
Like to your point, but they were all ranked really high. But like the whole idea, like, so today's the parade day. Like, that's.
So give up everything if that's what you get at the end of it.
Like, that's it. That's
why you're here.
That's the whole point to me. And it's also not like he flooded the team with guys who are 30 and older. You know, so yeah, the farm system is one of the lowest ranked farm systems in baseball. But look at how old your third baseman is, your left fielder is, your center fielder is, your shortstop is. You know, you got a couple of pitchers there that maybe are on the rise, and you know, even guys like Rodriguez are very young. So I don't care if the farm system's awful if you have guys in their prime and even haven't even hit their prime yet at the major league level. So it's worked out. You can't complain about that anymore either.
617-779-7937. We're at a lonely Fenway Park. There's not a lot of folks left here at Fenway Park,
no.
But us. But we're here. No. We're happy to be here. The parade is out in the streets of Boston somewhere, hooting and hollering with what appears to be tens of dozens of fans. So, you know, we're continuing to talk some baseball with you and the Red Sox celebrating their World Series championship.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.